The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Good morning. It's 6 after 7, and it's open phones on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday, or maybe a pearl of positivity, one way or the other. We're happy to take you. We got John, who is in Lake Chestina in Northern California right now. How are you doing this morning, John? Welcome.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Glad to hear it. What are you thinking this morning, John?
Well, you know, this $100 billion, you know, to help the world save itself, kind of reminds me of, I'm drawing a similarity with.
You're speaking about the aid to Ukraine, Israel, and also Taiwan, right? That was passed on Saturday, right? That thing.
Yeah, and No money to secure our border. And no accountability for what, the $100 billion that already went to Ukraine.
Okay.
All right. So I'm seeing history repeating itself. Neville Chamberlain appeased Hitler. It's exactly the same as the corrupt bottom paid for 311 Democrats, including the sellout 101 Republicans, appeasing the military industrial complex. Versus the 112 Winston Churchill Republicans who want to make America great again. And no money to secure, you know, against the millions of illegal military-aged men allowed by China Joe, who does nothing more than whore for votes, and the Republicans who want cheap illegal labor at the expense of our own citizens.
Yeah, the only thing I might slightly correct on here is that there is no point in border security. Giving Joe Biden more border money doesn't mean anything because he wouldn't spend it for border security. You do understand that, right? I mean, a rigged election has consequences at this point in time. Doesn't matter. Wouldn't pass the Senate. And if you did give it to Joe Biden, he would just get more people through the border rather than stop it, because that's what he's been doing so far.
Yeah, just like Justice Roberts, a lot of these Republicans, I'm against both parties at this point, Bill. I went independent after Mike Pence threw Trump under the train tracks. And so what you've got is just basically, we don't have a government anymore. We have corporatism that's making all the decisions, pulling all the levers of media and power and influence. And, you know, sadly, 112 Republicans, you know, against, you know, this 311.
Yeah, well, next time I talk with Cliff Bantz, we're going to have to ask him why, because, you know, you look at this and you saw how Mike Johnson, Speaker Mike Johnson, did an instant transformation once the people in nice gray suits from the CIA come in. Oh, we have to show you the intelligence briefing and why you need to go in this direction, why we need to have Section 702 and FISA, why we need to get money into these sort of places. And we do appear to be captured, and I'll concede your point on that one. It does appear to be a captured Congress there. Appreciate the call, John. Let me go to Michael Shaw. Hello, Michael. Take it away. What are you thinking today?
Good morning. So this, what I have to say may be more appropriate for Conspiracy Thursday than Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesdays, but following up on your right to housing comments, so if you have a right to housing for all people, then they have a right to take your property to house others.
Exactly. You are absolutely right, because it will be you have more housing than you need. And so under the guise of housing, there's this word, equity, we take some of your housing, correct?
Right. So, yeah, so it all boils down to it's another step towards lack of private property being taken away. So it has to be stopped at some level before it gets to those upper levels, because it's just a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. Is it my conspiracy theory is that that's what they're working towards. It's your lack of right to anything personal. Mm-hmm. It's all for the good of the social graces.
And in Matt Bracken's books, a series of books, it was Enemies Foreign and Domestic. Great book series, by the way. Or is that Schlichter? I forget. Well, one way or the other, one of the books had a scenario with the Marxist takeover as the United States breaks up in various factions in the Marxist portion of the country. They did exactly that, in which you know, you had a nice house and you had a lot of extra rooms, and the local people would just place migrants, illegal aliens, in your home. And don't tell me that they wouldn't do this if they were given the opportunity or if they grabbed the power. You get that, right? It's not,
well, of
not
course.
Just a, you know, a theory.
You know that they would do it, but hey, what about Joe Biden housing a couple hundred immigrants on his private property? That hasn't happened.
Yeah, works for me, though. In fact, the people that are calling this, the ones that are waving their signs in Ashland, housing is a right. Okay, you first. You show your commitment to your principles. Appreciate the call there, as always, Mike. Michael Shaw, it is 11 minutes after 7. We're going to break and then be right back with more of your calls. Pebble in your shoe or a pearl of positivity Tuesday. You take it either way. 770-5633. More next.
Freedom, prosperity, safety. These are some of the values that made Oregon great. Dr. Noah Robinson will work to preserve our treasured Oregon values.
As your state senator, I'll stand up to the Democrats and lobbyists in Salem, continuing the fight for your parental rights, promoting limited government, and protecting unborn lives.
Conservative, principled, independent. Vote Noah Robinson for Oregon Senate. Paid for by Noah Robinson for Oregon Senate. ID 23412.
If you want to enjoy everything an active and vibrant senior community has to offer, the Springs at Anna Maria Medford is the right lifestyle option for you. Life is easier living among friends and neighbors in stylish private apartments with large balconies, all while fully supported by our team of dedicated caregivers and service professionals. The Springs at Anna Maria is located in a quiet neighborhood close to Rogue Regional Hospital. Call to schedule a tour of the independent and assisted living community. 541-774-1822.
KMED and KCMB Morning Weather, sponsored by Advanced Air and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions and award-winning service. Visit myadvancedair.com.
I'm meteorologist Bobby J for NBC5. Mostly sunny today and warm again, high of 80. We'll dip to 45 tonight, 72 on Wednesday. Showers becoming likely later Thursday through Friday with highs dropping to the upper 50s.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros and Full Service Auto Repair.
At Pressure Point Roofing, our dedicated team of repair and maintenance professionals work on hundreds of roofs a year. We can see where problems can start on your home or commercial property. We have the years of experience and commitment to quality that you need to protect your home or business. Having an annual inspection can prevent you from suffering through the damage, stress, and costs of an interior repair. Just like your car's oil change, preventative work can save you money and headaches. To schedule a repair, an inspection, or to learn more how a maintenance program can help you, visit PressurePointRoofing.com.
Life's busy, and off is not an option. You need to be on the water, on the call, on the road. Life's waiting. Power on with Batteries Plus. Visit one of over 700 locations today.
Have your taxes gotten off track? Just call Zach, CPA at First Response Resolution. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com today to see what Zach can do for you. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point is your first response to the IRS, defending your rights as a taxpayer.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Meyer Show.
Pebble in your shoe Tuesday or a pearl of positivity. Either way, we'll take it. 770-5633. Let me go to Dr. Stephen Greenleaf. Now, Thursday morning, you're going to join me live. We're going to talk about Trump's immunity trial coming up with SCOTUS.
Yes.
We'll talk about that more then at that point. You're going to be a guest on Thursday, but today you are a caller to be able to open.
I am a caller.
Yep. What's
now,
going on?
A right in the 1700s in England, if you were at trial, you were prohibited from having a lawyer, whether you could afford one or not.
Really?
That's right.
So was everything just a judge or a bench trial, so to speak? Was that the way it worked?
Sometimes a judge, sometimes a jury.
Mm-hmm.
Juries were typically trier of facts, and judges typically a trier of the law. But in this country, it came in many jurisdictions. Juries now try both fact and law. You were prohibited from having a lawyer, and
how did you defend yourself? Did you just do everything pro se?
You were in trouble.
Oh,
Gideon versus Wainwright, 50-60 years ago, came to the conclusion that not only did you have a right to a lawyer,
the government had to supply you with one if you couldn't afford it.
Right.
And what the heck was the name of the actor that starred in that? It doesn't matter. I'll tell you later. Now, this business of these rioters, I'm not going to call them protesters or demonstrators. I'm going to call them rioters. They don't arrest these people. They give them summonses. And a summons is like a traffic ticket. That means you show up in court on this day. And you know these people aren't going to show up. And so what kind of punishment is that? By the way, a lot of these illegals coming across the border, they too were given summonses and then released into the United States.
So when you hear this term, well, they were given summons, it's just a piece of paper that is most likely ignored?
That's right.
Yep. All right.
Henry Fonda played Gideon. It's a good movie. If you ever Gideon's Trumpet is the name of the movie. If you ever have a chance to find it online or something like that.
Well, Doctor. Dr. Greenleaf, we will talk on Thursday morning for sure, okay?
We will.
Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye. And let me go to, I think this is Dave. Dave, go ahead. Welcome.
Yeah, I wanted to say was you have a right to freedom of speech without permit, but I don't have a right to make you pay for my speech.
This is true.
So when it comes to owning a home, you have a right to purchase property and a right to build a house. That's your human right, as you pay for it yourself. And then secondly...
Now, this brings up... you bring up an interesting question, though. If we supposedly have the right... it's a human need to have housing, but I disagree with the Ashlandites that are saying it's a human right, because a human right then, you know, that implies that something must be supplied if you're unable to do it yourself because it's a right, you know, that kind of thing.
That's not a right. That's, that's communism.
Well, I know, but this is Ashland we're talking about, so, you know, consider the source, all right? But this is a pretty common thing. The state voted for, you know, medical care being essentially a right. We have voted for that. The voters ended up, you know, doing this.
Makes doctors slaves.
Well, you wonder if that's where it goes, if that's what's going to happen, if doctors will be impressed, in other words, taken into forced to being working for the state in order to provide the right. And I don't know, we could see a real, even more serious brain drain there, okay? Appreciate the call there, Dave. Let me go to Jean, who has been patiently holding on this morning. I don't know if she's patiently holding on, I'm just assuming. Hello, Jean. It's Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Go ahead.
It's Jean, and I am... not patient.
Okay,
anyway,
sorry. All right. Go ahead.
As for the Ashland deal, if they think it's the right of the homeless to have homes, take it out of your pocket, baby. You kick in the money to buy the houses for the homeless.
I'm thinking that, you know, when you're out there waving a sign around that says housing is a civil right, or it's a human right. Housing is a civil, well, they actually said housing is a human right. They are, in essence, calling for someone other than them to be on the hook to paying for it. I think that's the assumption. Wouldn't you agree?
It's the assumption, but in reality, take the money out of your pocket because you're the one who wants it. So knock it off.
All right. Very good.
And for the rioters, those that are yelling their Hamas treason because they're threatening lives, American and Jew.
Oh, okay. So you think that, you know, supporting Hamas is a treasonous position against the United States of America?
Yeah, because they are wanting terrorism, which is they want to kill Americans and kill Jews.
Okay. All right. Appreciate the call there. Thank you, Gene. 770-5633. It is Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. I will go to the next line without Annette. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Yeah, Ron Grants Pass.
Go ahead, Ron. Let's hear it.
Yeah, when we're talking about rights, we're generally talking about property. Property is almost always a physical thing. However, it's not always that. And the point is a person who has property, whether it's your house or the right to use your house as you see fit, opposed to somebody who wants to come in and say, you owe me toilet paper or a cigarette.
Right.
You have the right at first because you pay taxes on it. You have a legal document that says you're the owner. So therefore, you have the authority and the right to deny others their so-called state driven and approved right to take from you that which is yours. So there again, you have communism and or fascism, whatever kind of ism there is, that taking your property for somebody else's purposes because the state uses the cudgel of a gray bar motel because somebody passed a law that says you're in violation.
Yeah. All right. Boy.
There's one other thing regarding.
Okay, briefly, go ahead.
Jury of your peers. If you look in the Black's Law Dictionary, it says, in feudal law, the vassals of a lord who sat at his court as judges of their co-vassals and were called peers as being each other's equals or such. This says the nobility of a Great Britain being the lords temporal have seats in Parliament, and including dukes, marquises, earls, viscounts, and barons. Equals are those who
By the way, it's viscounts. They'll hit you over the head if you say viscount. Okay.
Oh, well,
you
know. I resist.
The only reason I know that is that Linda is big on the royals, so she beat me about the head when I said viscount one night.
So in reference to Trump, the jury of his peers would really be billionaires and millionaires and other people, not the average Joe.
I would agree with you. And in fact, when it comes right down to it, jury of their peers really needs to be jury of their peers. And I guess what? You'd be thinking of socioeconomic class, too. But on the other hand, does that mean then that if you're a dirtbag criminal, let's say, and you're a really bad criminal, that you should only be judged by dirtbag criminals? Is that a jury of your peers? What do you think?
Well, I think that it. That's one aspect. Mm-hmm. There's more to a person than just one element. And so all elements have some degree of value, but they should be based upon the object, that is, or the subject,
yeah.
The person who's being charged with something. That should be the driver as to who will sit in his jury.
Okay, so who should be a peer on Donald Trump's jury? So you could say Mark Cuban. You know, one of the people from what was that? The Shark Tank, right? The Shark Tank people should be on Donald Trump's jury, right? Maybe Snoop Dogg and a bunch of these other big expensive rappers, right? Maybe someone like that. Those sort of people.
There should also be another element that nobody ever talks about, and that is a constitutional expert, attorney or somebody of that nature who sits.
That's not a peer, though. That's not a peer.
Well, but they can judge whether
he should be the judge
peer or not.
No, he should be the judge, I would think, though. All right. Ron, thanks for the call. Got to go here. 7:23, but we're taking your calls on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Anything that happens to be perturbing you, whether it is the right to housing espoused from the protesters in Ashland yesterday, as they were talking about that, it is certainly a human need. It is a human need, but calling it a human right is very different because that is implying that someone needs to be providing it, though. But you got to figure that the nonprofit rackets that are profiting from the homelessness industrial complex and needing to have more of this, they would like that very much, I would guess, because the way the left tends to look at this is housing first. This has been something that's been going on since the Obama era. Housing first, and then we'll figure out the rest of the problems afterward. But yet I was mentioning, remember this poor fella that I saw sleeping in the middle of the sidewalk off of Delta Waters the other day, Sunday morning. He's half naked with his legs and naked feet out there, but he has the sleeping bag over his head and upper torso as he's sleeping in the middle of the sidewalk. And obviously not in a great way, because most folks would go to the grass next door or, you know, just a few feet away, you would think, certainly softer. I don't know. But giving that man a house is not going to solve the rest of his problems. It's not even going to be the beginning of solving the rest of his problems. He wouldn't be able to even adequately take care of a home, given the way he was taking care of himself that Sunday morning. I could be wrong, but there is shelter available, but he didn't want to make himself available for it, right? That kind of thing?
American Rentier Garage is your premier auto care provider, serving Medford, Central Point, and the Rogue Valley, providing nothing less than the highest quality standard of professionalism on every single service and repair. Call today. Appointments are available for oil change to engine change. Get the peace of mind you deserve at American Rentier Garage on Biddle, across from Elmer's. 499-6673. 499-6673. American Rentier Garage. We stand behind every job we do. with service you can trust.
If you're remodeling your house, start with the foundation. Millett Construction offers a no-pressure, thorough inspection of your home's foundation and a no-obligation estimate if your house needs work. The foundation is most important because all of the repairs and upgrades you're planning, from the floors, windows, doors, cabinets, even the roof, can be affected if your foundation is unstable. Be sure you're on solid ground. Millett Construction will level your house and correct the shifting soil problem. Visit MillettConstruction.com.
Do you owe the IRS back taxes you can't afford? Are your finances underwater? First Response Resolution in Eagle Point solves tax problems. Their CPA will represent you with the IRS and defend your rights as a taxpayer. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com to schedule your free consultation.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You have a president that wants these people to vote for him, and hence the president, out of fear, has had to make a choice. This, you know, you talk about a moment of choosing. This has been Joe Biden's moment of truth. And Joe Biden, when the votes were counted and they came in Michigan in the Democratic presidential primary, and over 100,000 Michigan Democratic primary voters voted uncommitted, that was 18.9% of the vote tallied, and basically sending a message to Joe that they don't like any support for Israel. Well, ever since then, well, Joe Biden has offered at best nothing but tepid support for Israel.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity.
The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMET and 99.3 KCMD.
28 after 7. Join the conversation on Devil in Your Shoe Tuesday or Pearl of Positivity Tuesday, if you want to prefer that. 770-5633. After news, we'll be talking with former state rep and state senator and current Josephine County Commissioner Herman Bertschinger. We always kick around some political aspects. He'll also be one of the speakers speaking Saturday at the Josephine County Republican Party. They're putting on this Patriot Conference, and you can go to jocogop.org to get your tickets for it. And I'll be kicking it off at 10 o'clock in the morning, talking about some local issues as I see. And then, guys, we got Dr. Noel Robinson speaking on climate change. We got Trevor Loudon, who I have on the show. And he normally lives in New Zealand, from what I understand, but he's living in Florida at the moment. But he's coming to the show, coming to the Patriot Show, the Patriot Conference, Saturday. And that's, I think it's going to be a great talk. A lot of things going on there. Go to jocogop.org and find out more about it. Get your tickets. Of course, you can also show up at the door, but get your tickets now just to be on the safe side. But I think we're going to have some pretty good conversation. And I'm kind of surprised you're going to have me kick it off. I mean, I think there are much bigger names that are coming after me, but maybe that's why I'm first, right? It's like, all right, Bill, you're first. But anyway, we'll have a great time, and hope to see you there. We will be giving away some more tickets to this, the VIP $100 tickets to this, in which you have access to the various guests and people there, okay? Good stuff. So we'll tell you more, but I hope you go. Hope you go, all right? All right. Let me do a couple of emails of the day. Emails of the day sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson and Central Point Family Dentistry, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. By the way, they have While You Wait crowns available. They have an in-house lab, which makes it so convenient. You don't have to wait 2 weeks with an empty tooth socket, you know, waiting for the crown to be made by some out-of-town lab. Nope, they do it right there. Works really well, too. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. Get your appointment today with Dr. Steve, okay? Hans Albuquerque writes in, Capitalism v. Hamas. Hey, Bill, well, what a surprise. The Hamas decadents in New York City weren't showcasing peace treaty banners on Monday night. Instead, capitalism is deadly banners. The underbelly of the Marxist snake could not be hidden any longer. And there you have it. It is all a big ruse to rip down free enterprise and speech disguised as some ceasefire bullcrap. Tyranny comes in so many great flavors. Hans, great email. Appreciate your writing. Pithy, too, for that matter. Kathy in Ashland also writes one on boys and girls sports. In other words, fake girls. Bill, I'm not religious, but I'm relying on my God-given common sense, and our culture could end this overnight if every parent and student didn't take part in the sports where a biological male athlete is cheating his way to first place. Martina Navratilova said it best years ago. It's cheating. As an aside, first we castrate men's and boys in our culture, then to correct ourselves, we decide to destroy women's sports. Kathy and Ashland. Kathy, great thinking on this one. Granny stepping in on the women's sports issue, too. Bill, when are women and girls going to realize that they are going to be denied their hard-earned rewards? So fight back. Show up at an event, and when the event starts, walk off the track. Don't dive into the water. Do not compete. Walk off. The pussy boy can't win with no competition. Quit any group or organization that does not require a DNA test. Form your own group. It means sacrifice on your part, but it will stop this insanity. Females unite. I think you're right on. Right on, Granny. Let's see. Betty writes in from Grants Pass. Bill, so they are putting in some pallet homes next to Bi-Mart in Grants Pass. They steal from there already, so I guess the whole store will be fenced in or shut down. Gosh, I hope not. I hope not there, Betty. Sam writes in, Bill, with his vote for the Uniparty Forever War and the scam nation of Ukraine, Cliff Bence has lost my vote. Will not get it back. I know there will not be anyone better on my ballot here, but I'll write in no confidence just the same. Congress is broken, is spending us to our doom, and is less relevant than a bad soap opera. Yeah, it certainly seems to be captured by intelligence, Sam, okay? And the Reverend LaBarbera says, hey, Bill, LAPD, suspect arrested for breaking into the L.A. mayor's home. The guy must have mistaken the mayor's home for one that she was asking the wealthy people of Los Angeles to buy for the homeless. Easy mistake to make. All right, David, always appreciate that. And finally, the talk on weeds last week, how I'm really good at growing weeds. That's about it. Granny says, Bill, weeds are the sentinels for the earth. They tell us what is wrong and what is needed. Many are medicinal. When the excrement hits the rotary oscillator, it would be valuable to know the character of what is growing in your yard. Well, I got a lot of dandelions right now, Granny, so I think that means I'll be making dandelion soup and salads and dandelion beer. I know I can eat that because it has lots of vitamin C. Right? Right. Okay. By the way, the email Bill at BillMyersShow.com. A talk with Herman. We'll have that and more coming up. News is sponsored by Millette Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MilletteConstruction.com.
Good morning. I'm Marcus Villa with your NBC5 Morning News Update. Community members held a rally in Ashland Plaza to support the unhoused on Monday. Southern Oregon Jobs with Justice, the Ashland Community Piecemeal, and other local groups were out in force, waving signs and making their voices heard. They were rallying in solidarity with those they feel will be most impacted by the Supreme Court case and the local unhoused population. The city of Medford has made some changes to Main Street near the location where a mother and child were recently hit by a car. The city officials have cross-hatched the first parking space on Main Street at the intersection of Oakdale Avenue, meaning you can no longer park there. This is the same area where earlier this month a mother and her young child were struck by a driver turning left while the pair were lawfully crossing the intersection. And that's a look at your morning headlines. For NBC5 News, I'm Marcus Villa. Happy Tuesday.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Hi, it's Jason at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. Through April, purchase a set of four Cooper tires for practically whatever you drive, and you'll get a Visa reward card in the mail. Get $100 on top of the line Cooper Discover STT Pro Mud Terrains or Cobra Instincts for your sports car. Get $75 on five styles of all-terrain truck tires, including the popular AT3 XLT, and get $50 on three styles of all-season passenger tires, including Endeavor. Save on Cooper tires at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros.
Well, you know, a door list, Tobin's Paws, we both recommend.
Now I told you where, let us tell you why, you're
stopping CR. Lamont here from Orly Stoves and Spas. Are you tired of those huge heating bills just to stay warm and comfortable in your own home? Then now is the time for a new wood, gas, or pellet stove from Orly Stoves and Spas. Orly's has Southern Oregon's largest inventory with over 400 stoves in stock now. Never be cold again. And for a limited time, receive a 30% tax credit on qualifying wood or pellet stoves and installation. Are you ready for a relaxing spring and summer enjoying your new pool, swim spa, or hot tub? Then Orly's has everything you need. We are fully stocked on Splash Around above ground pools and accessories. Orly's is Southern Oregon's largest cowl spa dealer with over 55 spas and swim spas in stock now, as well as the shortest lead time of any dealer in the valley on any special order. Don't forget to ask us about our easy financing. Orly's Soaps and Spas at the corner of Delta Waters and Crater Lake Highway, Medford, 541-779-5340.
Who'll Stop the Rain is a classic 1970 hit from Creedence Clearwater that reached number 2 on the U.S. Billboard Pop Singles chart. While Millette Construction doesn't know the answer to John Fogerty's question, they do know how to fix your home's foundation if moisture is making it unstable. So don't worry about clouds of mystery pouring confusion on the ground. Millette will fix your foundation, level your house, and solve the water problem that's causing the damage. Get on solid ground. Visit MilletteConstruction.com for a free consultation.
Hi, I'm Matt Stone, owner of Stone Heating and Air, and I'm on 106.3 KMED.
737, Josephine County Commissioner Herman Bertschinger, who said, I've had enough, let me up, I've had enough, and I'm going to go do other things after this term is up, and it's going to be someone else's problem. I don't know if you actually ever said that. I think I'm putting words in your mouth right now, but I don't know.
Well, it's still going to be our problem, so I'm still in the group of our.
Okay, for now.
Yeah. Even after the end of the year when I leave office, it's still a problem.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree. It's certainly going to be there. From what I understand it, though, you have a rock quarry in your shoes this morning, not just pebbles, a whole bunch of them, huh? What's the story?
Well, the first thing, I've just been waiting so patiently, waiting for Scott Stoddard to write a scathing opinion on Tina Kotek's nepotism on hiring her wife, but I haven't seen it in the Courier yet, and I don't get the Courier, so maybe that's my
problem. Well, isn't this the same guy that more or less I think it almost implied nepotism in you having Michael Sellers as the IT guy in Joe County?
Right, yeah. And I'm not related. He just worked for me.
Yeah,
so I guess you can't hire anybody that's worked for you in the last 100 years. You know how many people have worked for me since 1980 when I opened my business? So does that mean every single person that I'd hire out of that? It's hundreds and hundreds of people I've employed over the years.
Yeah,
but I guess I shouldn't hire any of them to the county.
Well, I know that you and Scott Stoddard probably do not exchange Christmas Carol cards or Christmas cards, you know, each year.
Yeah, so. But this is big. This is really big. You know, folks, sit down and try to digest. Tina Kotek has already got a protective detail for her wife.
Yep.
She already has her in the office working.
Okay. And you would assume then commenting and working on policy, right? That kind of thing.
Right. Yeah, she's working. And now she wants to pay her $140,000 a year.
Well, let's look at this. Now, I'm going to try to be fair to the governor of Oregon, even though she'd probably hate my guts if we ever got together and had a little talk on politics, okay? You don't make any money as a governor of Oregon, right? It's only about $90,000 and a little bit over $94,000 last time I checked.
Yeah,
there.
It's about $100,000. Okay, let's round it to $100,000.
Okay, we'll say $100,000. Well, plus you get PERS, you get a nice building, you get a nice mansion you can live in for a while, okay? Mahonia Hall.
Well, Mahoney Hall, I wouldn't say is a mansion, but anyway.
Okay, well, it's a hall. Let's put it that way. It's a hall. All right. Now,
well, you can't use the hall because it's too big of a room, and the stand on the floor is too wide, so you can't have anybody in the hall at Mahoney Hall.
All right, but let's go, and I'm going to give Governor Kotek, though, the benefit of the doubt that she's trying to kind of, I don't know, bring a sort of balance to the situation, as state reps and senators will do when they end up hiring either their spouse, let's say, or a close relative or a close friend or someone who's close to them to be their chief of staff or someone, which actually has a budget and an actual decent salary, even though being a state senator or a state rep doesn't pay all that well. Could that be kind of what we're witnessing here? We get what we pay for, and then people end up expanding, you know, trying to expand the grift one way or the other, legal, in legal ways. What do you think?
That's exactly what I'm worried about, Bill. We get what we pay for. Do we get what we pay for?
Yeah. So what are we getting? What are we getting when we pay for the governor's wife then to be maybe on policy and with a security detail, et cetera, et cetera? What do we get for that?
The most partisan ideas you have ever heard in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't there a case to be made, though? And I know that people yell at me when I bring this up. I think city councilors should be paid a decent salary for all the work they have to do. I think county commissioners should be paid. Their full-time jobs, whether we want to think about them as part-time or not, they aren't. And I would dare say that I don't think state reps and state senators are paid enough. I really don't.
Well, you know, that's a double-edged sword.
And I know.
I've always debated because, well, the Oregon is a part-time legislator, so it should be part-time pay. It's not like California where it's full-time. And I don't want full-time legislators. They do enough damage when they're in sales.
Okay, I can understand that. I can understand that, except now we're doing, they're locked up for 2-3 months each year now instead of just once every 2 years, which it used to be.
Yes, and most people don't realize they sold that to the voters. The voters are the one that approved it, but they sold it that the short session would just be to adjust the budget, and it's anything but that. It's some of the biggest policies now are vetted in a very short time. And that I pin on the Speaker of the House and the Senate President. They just shouldn't allow it.
But it is helpful for them politically, which is why they do it, which is why we never should have given it to them in the first place. But I've come to the conclusion that there's a good percentage of Oregon voters that really don't think things through all that well. And it makes me doubt the goodness of even having citizen initiatives. Am I wrong about that these days when I see some of the results coming out of these votes?
Well, it works both ways. I mean, you know, it depends who's pushing it. I mean, to put a cap on runaway property taxes, that worked out pretty good at Measure 5,
mm-hmm.
and Measure 450.
I would almost rather, I've come to the conclusion after looking at Measure 110, Measure 111, Measure 113, all this garbage which has been fed by the unions, the George Soros types, everything else that get driven down, and people go, oh, okay, yeah, this is a good idea. You know, we'll make them work. You know, for like 113. You know, this whole sort of thing. I'm almost at this point where I almost wish that we just had a permanent right to review or to actually come out and reject something that the state legislature does. In other words, in spite of the emergency clause and everything else, they do something idiotic, we should be able to rein it in. That's the power.
We can. You just got to go collect your signatures and go through that process, which is pretty big.
It's big and expensive, though. And so it's very difficult to rein in the state legislature in its current power structure, right? It just is.
So the initiative process, not all states have it, but we do. It's like I said, it's a double-edged sword. It really is. It has its upsides and it has its downsides. I can't make it any more simple. And you can't change that except get rid of it. Then you're solely dependent on the legislature and to change the Constitution and do all that. So I'm still in favor of the initiative process. I don't think it should be abused and we should legislate from the ballot on every single issue. But the flip side is I'm also uncomfortable in letting the legislature have the last say.
Agreed. And I agree with you. And that has happened more often than not. Something good gets passed by the people, and then the legislature, if it's good, they cut it off at the knees. That's
right.
The way it tends to look at. All right.
Double-edged sword.
All right, so there we go. That's a pebble in my shoe. Let's go down the boulders. And by the way, I'm still trying to find Oregon gun rights that endorsed Christine Goodwin. Are you?
Yeah, you know, I got a check here. I wrote it out, but I don't have an address to send to Oregon Gun Rights. I don't know. I can't find it on the website. I can't find it anywhere. but they have endorsed candidates, or at least one candidate. So I don't know.
Kind of an odd time, isn't it, Herman?
It's campaign season, and it seems like anything goes, and it doesn't. It bothers me because I used to accuse the Democrat Party of pulling these shenanigans all the time, but that type of behavior seems to be creeping into Republicans, unfortunately. So
I find myself, and I don't like saying this, I find myself critiquing and criticizing Republican actions as much and sometimes more than I do Democrats, because you know how the Scorpion Democrat's going to operate, right? You know how the Democrat and what the Democrat's going to do.
It's the default position.
Right. Yeah, the Democrat position will be screw us, okay? All right, great. Yeah. We understand that. And so when they're doing something that will screw us and cut the genitalia off of children and promote the progressive revolution, whatever that might be, you know, who knows? You know that's their default position, and they rarely disappoint, you know, when it comes to that. But when you have a so-called opposition party that refuses to oppose, yeah, I have to get in their face on that a little bit. I know you have been, too. It's been tough lately.
Oh, it has, you know. And then what I see come out of the legislature that you don't see in the Courier. So $1,000 checks for young homeless people. Okay, monthly checks of $1,000, they could sign up for that now. You and I are paying for that. You know, that's all about the next generation of voters. I mean, in Oregon, you can register to vote at 16. You can't vote to 18. So they're priming the pump. We're going to give out checks. Hey, everybody will give you a $1,000 check a month. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you also, if under certain circumstances, you may qualify for a $3,000 bonus check. And then when you get to 18, don't forget who gave you all this money.
Are you serious? Now, what was the bill? I don't remember that one. I remember they were going to do something, handing out checks for nothing, but I thought that ended up getting trounced.
Yeah, the Cash Transfer Plus program.
Cash Transfer Plus, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then there's Senate Bill 1585, which Republicans voted for, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, food stamps has always been for food. You got to buy it, take it home, make it, okay? Well, now with Senate Bill 1885, you can get prepared food, too.
Oh, I was wondering why I was in a convenience store the other day, and they were talking about how EBT could be used on all of this. And I thought that was unusual. Now, I suppose there's another way of looking at this. You know, we have this massive state-created homelessness issue, you know, that we're dealing with. And not everybody's going to be able to cook and or prepare food. So maybe this is just the next step. You can go and buy your nutritious, you know, deep-fried burrito and charge it to the state EBT, right?
So here you have the Democrats on one side of their mouth. They're saying we need to ban all soda fountains because they're absolutely, it's the worst thing in the world is all that sugar and stuff. And then on the other side of their mouth, they're saying, oh, but you know what? We're going to change the food stamp program so you can go to the soda fountain and buy it. Good Lord. How do you make this stuff up?
Well, you know, I think this is something I'm going to be talking about a bit. And I imagine you will, too, because you're going to be speaking at the Patriots Conference Saturday, in Josephine County. And we'll talk about that, JoCoGOP.org, to get your tickets on this one. I think that we're in the end stage. We just don't realize it at this point because as Republicans, as people that actually want to have the area governed a little differently, a little more smartly, that kind of thing, it is easy to feel depressed about it sometimes. But I really do think, Herman, and maybe you could, you know, smack me about it if you think I'm wrong about this. I think we're in the end stages of the collectivist experiment, this idea that, you know, government will just continue to get bigger and bigger, and we're going to go to one world government. I know you look at all this talk that they're talking about, and by 2030, we're going to be eating bugs, and we're going to be driving EVs, we're going to be doing all this stuff, that's that sort of thing. And yet, every idea these people have brought in, the collectivists, the commies, however you want to term it, the Marxists, the people that want this revolution, every idea doesn't work. Every one of their ideas, they don't work. Their homeless thing doesn't work. Their drug plan doesn't work. Their food security things don't work. Their housing doesn't work. You know, so
their brain doesn't work.
I know. But, you know, so is there almost something to be long-term positive about? Because at some point, people figure out that everything these people have done doesn't work. Or am I wrong? What do you think?
Well, I do think people are starting to wake up that this is no longer the Kennedy Democrat Party. This is no longer John Kennedy and Harry Truman and all those folks, okay? This is they should change the name. The Democrat Party has been hijacked by these socialist power mongers.
And the Communist Party USA no longer runs candidates because they say the Democratic Party fulfills its goals, which you would think would get a little more play. And this also means, though, that the Republicans, I dare say, have also moved to the left over the years. We're probably where the Democrats were 30, 40, 50 years ago now, overall, when you look at what they vote for.
It's the way they think. Let me give you an example.
All right.
Representative Evans, okay, he's out of the Willamette Valley somewhere. He's been there for quite some time. He was the one going for that statewide property tax bill.
Yes.
But in a hearing, you know what he says in a hearing?
What?
He testifies. He says, unfortunately, let's see, I got to try to find it. Okay, he says that the kicker refund was wasted on taxpayers.
Wasted on taxpayers. Boy, that's a really interesting statement because that's implying that taxpayers getting their own money back is somehow a waste.
Yes. Yes, a waste of money on Representative Webb. This was taxpayers' money that they paid in.
I know.
And let me knock on the side of your head a little bit and always remember, government has no money. The only money government has is what the taxpayers give them. I don't know why they can't grasp that concept.
Well, these are big differences of opinion here, and you can't. And this is why I say you can't reach across the aisle here in Oregon any longer, because most of the Democrats think the way the Oregon Center for Public Policy think. Have you ever looked at that group, which is a left-wing group, very hard left-wing group? What they talked about when it came to the kicker arguments is that they wanted kicker equity. And they said that the wealthiest people ended up getting the biggest refunds, the vast majority of the kicker. And I said, yeah, because they're the ones that paid the tax. You're getting a tax refund from what you paid in. If you didn't pay a lot in, you didn't get a lot back. If you did pay a lot in, you got a lot back. That's just the way it is. And
they're talking out of both sides of their mouth again. On one side, they say we have a regressive tax, so the more you make, the more you pay. But then on the other side is, well, that's not fair when we have to give money back. You shouldn't get more.
Yeah. Although you must say, though, the state of Oregon does have a very regressive income tax in respect that you get up to 10% pretty quickly. You would agree with that, right?
I think you start paying taxes at like $4,000.
Yeah, it's not very much before you're paying state income tax, and you get up to the 10% rate pretty quickly.
It tops out at 9.9%. If you make over $125,000 as a single or $250,000 as a couple of married.
Hey, all it takes is a couple of teachers or administrators. Boy, you're there, aren't you? You're at the top.
Oh, yeah, you're at the top. And the inheritance tax is even worse. It's, you know, you get $1 million exempt, and then you go up the ladder really fast. You know, you go over, God, I think it's like 14 or 16% is the top end.
But anyway, taking it
you
back.
Know, remember that the inheritance tax is wealth that's already been taxed.
Once or twice or many times. But but well, we have to tax it again. We have to add the insult to injury as they're putting you into the crematorium. All right. So, Herman, would you, but bringing it back though, you're going to be talking about on Saturday's event there, the Patriots Conference. You're going to be talking about the lobbies and things that we've discussed quite at length, but I think you're going to get a chance to dig into this even more, though. I'm ultimately thinking, in spite of all the dark clouds we have surrounding us right now, that our job as conservatives, as libertarians, as someone who is not a communist then, is to prepare and gird our loins for the future here, because everything they're doing out on the left coast is failing, and I mean everything. We have to be prepared to be able to step in with something different rather than just a watered-down version of what has already been failing. Would you agree with me or disagree with that?
No, I agree with you. And, you know, you made a statement earlier in your radio broadcast that the economy is doing quite well. But I will tell you, it's a house of cards. Yes, it is doing. But you look at the big indicators. So you look at personal debt, credit card debt, mortgage debt. You look at people are starting to draw their 401ks down. The inflation is just socking everybody in the gut.
It is doing well on paper is what it's doing right now.
Right. And about a month ago, I don't know if I did it on your show or it was a group of people, but I said the next shoe to drop is unemployment. And here they come. You've been seeing it. You've been from the big companies. You can go and look at the big restaurant chains. You can go and look at the big companies. And here in Oregon,
it is now starting. They're starting to shed now. The other aspect of this is that when you hear all of this happy talk about the jobs reports in the Biden administration, you find out that the vast majority of the jobs being created are service jobs and usually being held by multiple people trying to get, cobble together one full-time income, but instead they're putting together two or three part-time service. And the other big growth industry has been government, which is a burden on society.
But that's unwinding, too. You're looking at municipalities all over the country, school districts, any kind of government. They're starting to shed people. And I think it's going to really get bad here. So, you know, what's the definition of bad? I don't know. But unemployment, if it turns, there's a tipping point with unemployment that if you get to a certain point, the economy just starts to unravel like a downhill spiral. Mm. And you can't get out of it because what happens are companies, municipalities, government can't afford to have these employees. They lay them off. Now those people don't have so much money. So then they don't go out and buy things. And so then the store doesn't have as much money and they lay off people. See how it
And the store doesn't advertise and they fire the talk show host. Okay. It's going to be a great year. Okay.
Well, first they'll probably approach it and say, well, you're probably going to have to cut your hours, Bill.
But we need you to keep doing the same amount of work, right? That'll be happening at these various employers. I love it.
That's exactly right. But I guess the point I'm making, I watch these indicators very closely because unemployment, that is a bad deal. It's hard to stop that once it gains momentum. That's what I'm trying to say.
All right. Herman, I loved this freewheeling talk. I always appreciate that here, and I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Let me go down my list. Oh, one more thing before we go. You'll love it.
Okay.
This cartoon of this nice young man with his nice young 10-year-old son sitting there, and the quote is, "Someday, son, if you work hard enough, Biden and Kotek will take half of all your income and blame you for all of society's problems."
God bless America. All right, Herman. Thanks for the call. Okay. We'll see you.
See you later.
Josephine County Commissioner Bearchugger. We do a freewheeling talk on politics and more every Tuesday. We have a lot of fun with that. Johan Pietila is going to join me here in a few minutes after news, and I'm looking forward to talking with him. He's a young man who is challenging a sitting judge in Jackson County. That doesn't happen very often. We'll bring him on here and kick it around coming up.